Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Over 100 years, Gillette has stood with men through early mornings, late evenings and everything in between. Gillette, the best a man can get.
So tonight on RT1 television at 10:15, Ross Whittaker's documentary Katie is going to be played on Irish television for the first time. Ian and I have both seen it. Here is a flavour of what you can expect.
At midnight, the 4th of October 2016, she actually sent me a direct message on Twitter. Hi Eddie, I hope you don't mind me reaching out like this out of the blue. I've been seriously considering turning pro the last few months. I think I could do for women's pro boxing what I did for the amateur sport. Of course, the pro game is impossible without a great promoter. Hi Katie, I've never been involved with women's boxing, but let's talk.
From a mother's perspective, I'm more concerned about her well-being. She is prepared for a good 10 hard rounds, you know, and you need to be in good health for that kind of a fight.
And Lord, I pray now for Katie tonight, Lord God, from this moment, Father God, before she even leaves this room, that your angels, Lord God, would be summoned, Lord God, that they would be posted around her, Lord God. You will guard and protect her now in all our ways, Lord God.
I never thought I'd have to do this without him.
She's got grey hairs there, isn't
it? I actually have loads of grey hairs.
What's the story there?
It's from the stressful year since I turned pro.
Well, there you go. That's just a flavour of what you can expect tonight. What did you think when you saw it?
Yeah, I did. Hugh, I saw this in a cinema then, back in, what was it, October, November?
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I think it first premiered in the Galway Film Festival, and Ross Whittaker, who's made a couple of very good sports documentaries before, is obviously the man behind it. I think it's very eloquently shot. It's quite emotional in parts, and it's certainly, as a kind of a... Anybody who didn't know already just what an incredible athlete and pioneer and all those words that Katie Taylor is, you know, this is a reminder of all of that. It goes right back to her early days when she first came on the scene, 05, 06, winning those world titles, right up to London 2012 in this massive pressure, first women's boxing Olympics. And she's the absolute sort of like the star of the show and the pressure. And then that big final against the Russian and obviously delivering the gold medal and the sense of relief. And then the build up to up to Rio 4 years later. And then things start to fall apart with the father, Pete Taylor, and he falls off the scene. And you can see quite visibly then that Katie starts to fall apart. And then it takes you right through to her professional career. We just heard a clip off there, which is obviously thriving. And out 12 wins from 12. But I suppose if I was to be critical in one way, and this is only strictly as a sports journalist, I suppose I watched this having followed Katie's career, and I didn't really feel I learned anything about Katie that I didn't already know. There's a few scenes where you have to kind of read between the scenes, obviously, exactly the falling out with the father, and obviously that's a sensitive subject, and I think that was actually handled quite well. And Katie touches on that, how there was a kind of a, I think she actually used the word betrayal of sort there. We get a little bit of the taste of just how overtly religious she is, but I don't really feel, and again this is purely my own personal feeling, that I came away from it knowing anything about Katie that I didn't already know. But maybe that's because that's all there is to Katie. That is her life.
Her life is, you know, and she'll openly admit this, I'd say, even like her life has been, since the age of 4 or 5 years of age, has been boxing.
Yes.
And nothing else. And obviously religion obviously comes into that. And I hadn't seen her in the context of her family before. And I thought that was interesting, just the dynamics there as well, even without Pete. And we know what a huge influence he has been in her life. But equally, what I took from it was how lonely her journey has been since she has turned professional.
Yeah.
I mean, that just hit me like a wave. That she's over there by herself, essentially. I know Ross is with her. But
some small town in Connecticut. This is a very kind of rural
on
America.
The outskirts of Connecticut.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's quite, I wouldn't say maybe sad is too strong a word, but as you say,
it is a bit though. I really got that impression that, you know, she's there on her own, and she has this incredible drive to be the best pound for pound female boxer on the planet, and I'm sure she will get there, but the sacrifices that involves and that entails, the journey on her own without her family there, without any friends really, you know.
Yes,
I mean, the only thing she has are she's kind of involved herself in the local church, and she might meet them once a week on a Sunday, but she's on her own.
Yeah, and you see her trying to cook dinner and that. No, it is. And from that point of view, it's a nice insight. But I just kind of felt, maybe was there more to Katie, you know, in terms of, like, this might sound silly, but just letting her hair down or something, you know, does she you know, go out in a little bit and enjoy herself like that? I mean, I'm sure she does, and there's absolutely no obligation to share that or to show that. But I just kind of felt, you know, if this is all that there is to Katie Taylor, either. Then, you know, that it's, it just goes to show just how incredibly determined she is, and if that's what it takes, you know. And I remember talking to Sonia Sullivan about this before, because Sonia was a bit like back in, a bit like that back in her day.
Really?
It was
just, okay.
It was incredibly narrow-minded and running, and always about the next race and whether she won or lost. And she was incredibly, and there was no outlet. And it's only now that I've kind of got to know Sonia after her career, and you realise, you know, there is a bit more. I don't mean this in a bad way, but there's more kind of a personality behind the character. But when she was in that zone and she talks about the outliers, you have to be like that to be.
I think you do. Tiger Woods' book as well is the same. And like Greg's going to join us for golf. I think to be at the pinnacle of any sport like that, Serena Williams, you know, I think you just have to have it and nothing else.
Yes, yeah. But to go back to the documentary, yes, like beautifully shot, and I think it is an absolute testament to just what Katie has done for the sport and continues to do. I mean, this pro game, I mean, she only turned pro after Rio, so she's only 2 or 3 years in that game. And what she might do for women's professional boxing, which again is very much a kind of in its early formative years. I mean, you'll watch it, and you'll the sort of the finishing abiding memory, like this is one of the greatest athletes of any generation. Yeah. You know, she will go down in history for all the reasons we just talked about. But it's just, who is the real Katie Taylor? Does anybody know who the real Katie Taylor is? What exactly goes on inside her head?
10:15 tonight, RT1 television. It's well worth the watch, I can tell you. And as you say, Ross Whittaker has done some brilliant stuff over the years, and this is, I think, I really enjoyed it, I have to say. And like, it throws up an awful lot of questions as well, which I found fascinating, and maybe we'll never get the answers to them. But
I mean, you mentioned the father, I mean, the relationship with the father thing, and again, we can't really go into details of that, because obviously there was a falling out there. And she talks about how, because you see it from the early days. I mean, in London, I mean, he is almost like the extension of her in many ways. Like, he's in the corner for every fight. And I mean, and there's that famous scene where, you know, the final against the Russian, Ochieva, I think it was. It was very much on
Ochigava,
the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you can just see Pete. He's like, he's absolutely convincing her. You have to close this out, like, you know. And you can see the influence. And then when he wasn't there in Rio, just the difference. And the difference in Katie Taylor.
Massive.
Like, she was almost like a shadow of herself, you know. And you can just see how she's overcome that huge kind of I suppose void in her career, you know, to move away from that, which, you know, probably would have broke many another athlete. So again, my original point is that, you know, it's an astonishing reminder of just how special a person. And my old colleague Johnny Waterson is in there quite a bit, talking about Katie in the early days. And just, you see, like, when women's boxing was, and it was held in the middle of nowhere, you know, these eastern Siberian
Jeju
towns
in South Korea. I was there. I was there for it. I mean, literally, Jeju is, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's a tiny little island off the coast of South Korea. But yeah, no, look, it's fascinating. But look, well worth the watch tonight, 10:15, RT1, as we said.
Here we go.